Dear friends, the impact of our work made possible by you is obvious and easily measured. That is the case with Tyler, who was born with Leber congenital amaurosis gene type AIPL1, a rare form of blindness. Blindness can happen to anyone, at birth, through an accident at any age, or by the degeneration of sight from aging. When Tyler was 3 months old, his mother noticed he was not looking directly at her when she spoke. After a visit to Boston, Tyler was diagnosed with his eye condition. Tyler has walked with a white cane since he was 3 years old, attended school alongside sighted children, and has always surrounded himself with the activities that interested him the most, even when he wasn't able to participate in them. As a teen, it was not easy for Tyler knowing that he would not get his license or be the quarterback on the football team, but it did not slow him down. He did not have time to feel sorry for himself and would not let others feel that way either. After graduating high school, Tyler acquired his guide dog, Edric, because of his mobility and strong travel skills, along with his continued eagerness to be independent, he was a perfect candidate. Together, they attended college here in Maine, and both walked down the aisle at graduation. While enrolled in college, Tyler took a business law class that he absolutely loved. He now aspires to be a lawyer and has begun taking the steps necessary to accomplish that goal. At the Iris Network, our service and programs are tailored to the individual, helping them achieve their goals and meet the needs most beneficial to them, whether it be low vision therapy, vision rehabilitation, or pre-employment training. Tyler came to the Iris Network with a goal to be even more independent and prepare himself to live in a place of his own one day. Through training and the assistance of his very determined vision rehabilitation therapist, Tyler has indeed gained additional knowledge with assistive technology, as well as enhanced his activities of daily living. His increased skills have provided Tyler with more confidence in his abilities as he moves forward to living on his own. The Iris Network offers training on how to accomplish the activities of daily living, cooking, cleaning, laundry, mobility, without vision. Those skills are especially important for someone who wants to live on their own. Tyler uses technology to help him live independently and carry on doing the things he loves, like cooking, a skill he enjoys sharing with others. This was made possible by the generosity of donors like you. His story demonstrates the positive impact of your donations. Your kind gift today will help our team support people with vision impairment to stay connected, grasp opportunities, and feel empowered to live independently using accessible technology. Will you help others like Tyler gain the confidence to live independently and be self-sufficient? Together, we can help change more lives. With gratitude, David Barnwell, President and Executive Director. P.S. With your tax-deductible gift, more people with vision impairment can access the life-changing services and programs they need to live the lives they want to.